What's up, everybody? I am your current and longest reigning WWE pay-per-view champion of all time, the hot commodity, the one you want to see, the end all be all, Aunt C. And I'm joined by my good friend, and now I'm going to say it again, longtime co-host. Introduce yourself, sir.
Christian Morales, longtime co-host here. Excited to be back. We haven't been on the past couple episodes. We've both been busy, but I'm happy to be back here and let's talk. We're recording this on Saturday, the 18th, so it's Elimination Chamber day. It's pay-per-view day. I'm excited, so let's fucking go.
Dude, I'm excited to defend my title against you again and defeat you.
It's
Gonna
almost
happen.
WrestleMania. Revolutions here in 2 weeks. I'm excited. Good time of year for wrestling.
Well, it's a good time. Yes, 100%. WrestleMania season is underway, and we got like three stops along the way, right? We got Raw, SmackDown, and then Elimination Chamber, and then we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. So let's dive in. Before we jump in, I do want to say my dog Daisy is in the shot. Daisy, say hi. She's gonna be chilling with us. I'm a big dog person, so represent, love dogs. Just a fun fact about me. And Christian has his what he considers his title belt in the back. Well, I have the greatest title of all time, the WWE pay-per-view championship. I'm ready to defeat you
Exactly, my
again.
guy.
I mean, the thing is, there's a thing. Royal Rumble was fun because I got to beat two people. This is going to be even better because I get to defeat you again. But this time, you don't have to blame anybody for this loss because Tyler was involved last time. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I got to just bring up some things. But before we get there, we are live on Monday Night Raw from February 13th, 2023, live in Brooklyn, New York. And the man Becky Lynch comes out to start off the show. And Becky says, as good as it felt beating Bayley last week, Lita is a legend. And I appreciate her time and her effort in helping me last week. Becky says, I lost my concentration and focused on Bayley instead of WrestleMania and the women's championship, but now I'm going to do that. Bayley comes out and Bayley says, if you think you can go into the Elimination Chamber match, you're crazy. You need a Hall of Famer to help you. You need to scrap what happened and put me in the Elimination Chamber match. I'm a Grand Slam champion. And Becky says, I'm a WrestleMania main eventer. And then the Raw Women's Champion, the EST, Bianca Belair, comes out. And Bianca says, I think if they want to be in the Elimination Chamber, they should go through me before to get into the match. Adam Pearce comes out. Adam Pearce says, tonight it will be a triple threat match. If Bianca beats Bayley and Becky, then none of them enter the chamber. However, if Becky or Bayley win, whoever wins will enter that match. What did you think of them doing this? We know the outcome later, but were you interested in this, or did you think it was kind of silly? What did you think of having Bianca get involved in the match?
I mean, I thought this was a good, it was a good segment between all of them. I personally, though, and we'll see it later in the show, don't want to Bailey or Lynch added to the match because if one of them are gonna win, or I'm sorry, if one of them enters the match, they're gonna win. If both of them enter the match, one of them will win. And I think, and I think you, I think we all are gonna assume here and want to see Bayley versus Becky at WrestleMania. Let's I think we're get I don't want to spoil anything for later on, but they are not in the match. And this gives opportunities to other Raw women's competitors. I don't know. I thought it was a good segment. Bayley is always good on the mic. So is Becky. I think her coming at her for I know what it feels like to main event at WrestleMania. I thought that was a good line there. Got me off my chair a little bit. But overall, decent segment. Let's just we just see a lot of the same shit between these two.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. I'm all about things being worth it and things making sense. I don't understand why they would even do this, knowing that Becky and, you know, Bayley were going to get involved. They should have done something between Becky and Bayley if they're going to do a match between the two of them at Mania, just between the two of them without adding Bianca into the mix. But we'll get there. Our first match, we have the Judgment Day with Dominic Mysterio taking on the Street Profits. And there is a lot of action here, but I didn't take a lot of notes here. Dominic ends up getting involved, and Finn hits the coup de grace to Angelo Dawkins, and Judgment Day get the win. After the match, Judgment Day attacks Street Profits until Edge and the Glamazon Beth Phoenix make the save. Beth clotheslines Dominic. However, Rhea Ripley shows up from behind. Beth grabs her and hits her with the Riptide. We know that Elimination Chamber will be Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley against Edge and the Glamazon Beth Phoenix. Judgment Day has the upper hand going into Chamber. What did you think of the match? What did you think about Rhea Ripley laying down Beth Phoenix? Beth has a worthy challenger, huh?
Right. I thought the match was pretty solid. You know, Street Profits, you know, they haven't been booked the best recently, but you know, they always put on good matches. You know, Balor and Priest work very, very well as a tag team. You know, when Finn Balor first joined the Judgment Day, I didn't know how he would, you know, work with Rhea and Priest, but they work really well together, and I like both of them. You know, there wasn't a surprise that, you know, Angelo Dawkins got pinned. I think we're on the verge of seeing Montez turn on Dawkins here very, very, very soon. But post match, it's always, every time you hear you know, you think you know me, it's always a good moment. You know, we have two Hall of Fame couple here. I think Rhea Ripley, you know, coming here and saving Dominic, I think it's good. You know, she wasn't there last week to save him. It puts the heat a little bit on the Judgment Day, and we're going into a pretty good match tonight between, you know, mixed tag match between these two. So I'll give my predictions later in the prediction episode, but I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see Beth and Rhea face off. I'm excited for that. We then get next moment of the night. Brock Lesnar comes down to the ring for his contract signing for his match with Bobby Lashley at Chamber. He tosses a chair outside of the ring. Bobby Lashley comes out with a bunch of security guards, and he has a table set up on the stage. And Bobby says, "Every time we fight, I beat you. I had everyone look at your contract, and I don't know if I'm going to sign it." Brock says, "Bobby, you get your ass up here and sign this contract. If you don't sign, I'm going to beat your ass unconscious and sign it for you." Bobby says, "We're face to face. I don't think you have the balls to do it." So then Brock comes down. He attacks security guards on the stage. However, Bobby Lashley nails Brock Lesnar out of nowhere with a spear. Bobby Lashley signs the contract and drops it on top of Brock. So last week we saw Brock Lesnar gain the advantage over Bobby. This week Bobby has the advantage over Brock. I don't want to ask you this question because this is what I'm going to ask you for the predictions, but are you excited for this match at Elimination Chamber?
I honestly wish this was saved for WrestleMania. You know, they could have kept going. They could have either started this storyline a little later, or they could have either just kept going with it. We're going to see it again at WrestleMania. There's just no fucking question. I don't think we're going to get Gunther versus Brock. I definitely think we're going to get another Lashley.
Well, we're going to talk about SmackDown because something happens on SmackDown.
Right, right.
Remember, we'll talk. But go ahead, sorry.
But I don't know. Look, Bobby Lashley versus Lesnar, it's going to be a banger, yes. It's good booking, good match, obviously. I wish they set it up at WrestleMania. I hope this match has a screwy finish, like a disqualification or something, so they can have this match again at WrestleMania. Potentially be like a, you know, no disqualification match or a type of stipulation match like that.
I could totally see that happening. I mean, I feel like that match is what it should be to begin with. I mean, they're always fighting on the ramp. They're fighting backstage. They're fighting everywhere, these guys. I think it's going to be a banger, too. I do think that they should save this for WrestleMania, and we'll cover SmackDown in a bit and talk about that situation. But I'm excited to see this match at Chamber, if at all. Next, we have Piper Niven defeating Mia Yim in a pretty decent match here. Piper Niven looks great. Do you think Piper Niven is champion material?
No.
No, okay. Why not?
I don't even think Mia Yim's championship material.
Oh,
Mia
okay.
Mia Yim's better.
Okay.
I don't see Mia Yim being, unless they do in the near future, which I doubt will ever happen, have some sort of women's mid-card championship, which, again, I don't ever see happening. I don't see Mia Yim being a Raw Women's Champion.
I want to see Doudrop team up, I'm sorry, Piper Niven team up with like a Nia Jax or another bigger bitch, and just like my, in my 2K mode, what I'm doing right now, I'm going to make my tag champions be Yokozuna and Umaga. Pretty much just two big Samoan, you know, I mean, obviously Yokozuna is not Samoan, but like two monster powerhouses. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they need to do something with the women's tag division. But yeah, Piper Niven's cool, but I agree. Mia Yim does it for me. But Piper Niven's cool. I don't know. I just feel like they need to do something different. They always make the bigger girls the monster angry ones. It's like, why don't you just fucking make a bigger girl? Like, I'm just big, but I'm still gonna fight. You know, like, give them a different storyline. Speaking about storylines changing, Baron Corbin's backstage, and he's about to get interviewed, but he's interrupted by Sami Zayn in the ring. And Sami asks Cody Rhodes to come out to the ring to face him. Cody Rhodes come out. And Cody says, what do you want to talk about? And Sammy says, last week you said it is looking more like it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. Sammy says, I came all this way and I want to hear you tell me, is that just lip service or do you think I can beat Roman Reigns? Cody says, when I said you will beat Roman, I meant it. It doesn't matter what I believe. Do you believe you can beat Roman Reigns? And Sammy says, I don't know. You haven't seen what I've seen. I stood shoulder to shoulder with Roman Reigns for 9 months. They always find a way. If you're asking if I believe I'm capable, yes, I do. Am I capable of being WWE champion? Yes. If you think I'm worthy, I believe that in every fiber of my being. I don't know if I will walk out of Montreal champion. Cody says, there are cracks in the armor because of you. This awesome moment is because of you. You want to see Roman Reigns' God mode? Roman Reigns is a man. I intend to finish my story. You finish yours. I don't want to see you on Raw next Monday because I'd rather see you at WrestleMania. And that was a bomb, another bomb promo that Cody and these guys are just delivering. You know, I was talking to Ant earlier, you know, about the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view and, you know, who we think is going to win. You know, I guess what I'm going to ask you, and I'll ask you this now, but do you really think Sammy versus Cody is main event WrestleMania material? Because I think that's what's going to be the deciding factor on who wins tonight, is who is going to take on, who's going to be in the WrestleMania main event. And what do you think? And what do you think of the promo?
I'll start with the promo. The promo was excellent. It was fucking great. Baby faces. You know, Sammy has the crowd behind him. Cody always has the crowd behind him. You know, these two could potentially fight each other at WrestleMania. You know, they did all that without Roman Reigns even there. The fans were so invested to it. I was invested into it. I'm sure you were as well. So great performances. I want to say this for my predictions, actually, so I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
So do I think Roman or Cody and Sammy is WrestleMania main event worthy? I don't want to say this because like I don't think this is true, but when you think WrestleMania and you think main event, It'd be stupid. I'm sorry, but you have to have Roman Reigns in your WrestleMania. You can't just. I understand that we're in Sammy's hometown. You can't just give him the championship right away. Like, and again, I'll say more of this for the predictions, but you can't give. I don't know. You can't give Sammy the title right now. I don't. They got. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, the crowd was hot for him. I mean, even when I was in SmackDown last week, they went hard. I mean, who knows? I mean, but let's move
I
on and
just can't
save
see
it.
Sami Zayn walking into WrestleMania. I can. It would make sense for him to walk out of WrestleMania but walking into WrestleMania as Undisputed
And
Champion, I don't think that's gonna
a
happen.
quick question that I guess I'm wondering here is that if Sammy wins, he has both titles, right? It's not just he's one champion, right?
He has both titles.
Okay, yeah.
This is
Okay.
for the Undisputed Championship.
All right, we'll talk later about that in the predictions. We see Baron Corbin backstage, and he's mad that his interview got interrupted earlier. And he says, Elimination Chamber, Roman Reigns is going to destroy Sami Zayn. I was the last person who beat Roman. He trashes Cody Rhodes and he says his dad is a joke. That's when Cody attacks Corbin and they fight all the way into the arena. And then I guess a match is started between the two of them. And Cody gets a quick win after he nails a Cody Cutter and a Crossroads. Not really much to talk about here. Just, Cody Rhodes just, making a message to Baron Corbin not to talk about his dad. I will say, obviously going into WrestleMania, they have to do this whole sort of family storyline because that's Roman's whole storyline, his family and bloodline. I just do hope that after WrestleMania, they sort of start to have Cody not talk so much about his dad. And I don't want to trash it, but every single promo that I've heard from Cody so far, his dad is mentioned. And I get it that, your dad is the American dream, but you're also Cody Rhodes. And he has to start, making like Charlotte barely talks about her dad, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, but that's just my thought on that. I don't have anything. If you have something to add to that, you can.
No,
But again.
I agree. Like you said, we understand Cody Rhodes' dad's a fucking legend in the wrestling business and forever will be. But Cody Rhodes is it's not he's not too far from he that status as well. And I get it. It's emotional for him because no Rhodes has ever main evented a WrestleMania. Like no. His dad never won the world championship. Has he? No.
His dad did like the NWA champion, but he's never been like a WWE
That's
champion.
what I, yeah. So his dad's never been WWE champion. Dad never obviously wrestled main evented a Mania. So the he should, I agree. I agree. At this point, we all know who your dad is. Again, I love Dusty Rhodes, but I don't. We know. We know who your dad is, Cody. We know who your dad is. We're very familiar.
Trying to fix my has. We discussed Cody Rhodes and Dusty Rhodes. We need something different from him. But moving on, we now have our next match is a six-woman tag match. Team SmackDown, Natalya, Raquel Rodriguez, and Liv Morgan taking on Team Raw, Asuka, Nikki Cross, and Carmella. All six of these women are going to be competing in the Elimination Chamber match tonight. Team Raw gets the win after Asuka attacks her own partners and applies an arm lock to Liv Morgan. I gotta tell you something. We're gonna talk about SmackDown in a minute. I've been thinking Asuka might be the woman to win this chamber, but lately, because she's been the one to win so much, I don't know. I don't know if you want to talk about that or whatever, but like, what do you think about, who do you think? I don't want to ask you who you think you're gonna win, because
Yeah, you're gonna ask me who do you think's gonna
I
win?
guess, do you think Asuka, is like, if I do you think I'm leading the right way in me going with Asuka? I guess I can ask you. Do you think Asuka is gonna be one of the standouts, or do you think because she has so much momentum, do you think maybe it's looking like this? She's not gonna. I don't know. I feel like anytime a woman has more momentum going into something, you don't end up winning, and she's won. I mean, we'll get there, but what do you think?
I don't know how to answer this question without
All right, we'll save it. We'll move on. But this is a good
I
teaser
don't
for
know how
the
to answer that
predictions.
question right now. I think I'm
Tune
gonna have to,
in.
yeah, I think we're I'll answer that question in the prediction because I can't answer that right now.
Tune in, tune in. I will say I have grown a new love for Liv Morgan because I saw her in person and she's so amazingly drop
No,
dead
right.
beautiful in
And
person. Oh my
no, I
God.
will say something about it actually, because I don't want to leave you hanging on the question.
No, it's so cool.
I will say, I definitely think we're gonna see something unexpected. And like I said earlier, I'm happy that Becky or nor Bailey are in this match. It gives another one of these girls an opportunity to have a fucking women's title match at WrestleMania. That's all I'll say because I think the winner of my prediction, I think it's gonna win at WrestleMania. So
Ooh, okay, we'll
I'll
get
say
there.
more.
We'll get there. All right, we see the Maximum Male Models. They're backstage and they're talking to American Alpha, and I called it. They want Otis to become Otis, and basically make him the face of the Maximum Male Models. I kind of knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah, you called that. You call it stupid. It's so stupid.
Stupid.
But I hope Chad Gable does more of a singles thing then.
Oh my God, that would be awesome for him. Speaking about awesome for people, Bronson Reed and Awesome Force, he defeats Mustafa Ali after nailing a tsunami. Bronson's going to be in the Elimination Chamber match for the United States title. I'm not really a big Bronson Reed fan, but I do know he's going to be performing probably some crazy moves tonight. With 2 minutes left, I guess, what are your thoughts on Bronson Reed?
I mean, he's a good NXT guy, but
NXT guy, I love it. Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not too. I know he beat Dolph Ziggler a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, here's what I know. What I know. I'm gonna talk loud, but I couldn't there stop myself. We're gonna take our first break of the night. When we come back, we have Miz TV with Seth Rollins rocking some crazy boots, which are going viral around the internet, so he wants to bring it up. And we have our triple threat match, Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, taking on Becky Lynch and Bayley. Can Becky and Bayley win and enter the chamber? If you listen to us earlier, you know they don't. Thanks, Chris Carter. I almost go, I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. It's super early for me, man. I don't know. I can't even, don't even know who the fuck I'm talking to. It's Christian that I'm talking to. But yes, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We have a lot more to cover. Stay tuned. And welcome back. You are checking into the Uncensored Pressing Podcast, one of the top five most searched podcasts in sports podcasting in 2022. Hopefully, it stays the same in 2023. Thanks to all of you listeners for checking us out. I'm joined by my good friend, Christian. And I almost forgot my title belt, which doesn't leave my sight, but I had to put it down for a moment. Christian, thank you for joining me again, sir.
Hey man, thank you for having me. Let's go. Let's talk some. Let's finish here on Raw. Lot not too exciting, but like I said, today's Elimination Chamber day, so exciting day.
I'm excited about that. So yeah, we have Miz TV with Seth Rollins comes out. And Seth, in my notes, I put Seth comes out in those big ugly red shoes. I don't really understand, but
You know how much those big red ugly shoes are?
probably like $3,000.
They're like 500.
500.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. Anyways, I would never buy those. So the Miz asks Seth, what is he wearing? And Seth says, I have style unlike you. And then Miz ends up bringing up Logan Paul. He says, Logan Paul called you a clown, and now you have boots to match. And Seth says, my mom raised me with the idea that if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. And then Miz says, you got eliminated by Logan Paul at the Royal Rumble. Why won't you talk about Logan Paul in WWE? You talk about him everywhere else. And Seth says, shut up, Mike. I want to talk about him. Look at the WrestleMania sign. All my life, I wanted to main event WrestleMania. That dream matters to me. Logan Paul doesn't love this business. He's soulless. All he cares about is lining his own pockets. He doesn't deserve me talking about him. He needs his teeth kicked in. And The Miz says, you sound kind of jealous. And that's when Seth attacks The Miz until WWE United States Champion Austin Theory attacks Seth. Seth takes over and hits The Miz with a stomp. However, Theory nails Seth with the A-Town Down. So I'm a little confused here because I know they're probably going to do Paul versus Seth at Mania, but Seth really, I think Seth kind of deserves a Mania main event. I mean, he's been the one pulling all stops the past couple of years.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to cut you.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what sucks, though? The year he did fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for the Undisputed title, it was at WrestleMania 35. Like, it was at MetLife where, like, the rain delay happened. Yep. It wasn't even the fucking main event. It was the women's trios, the Charlotte Flair, Rousey, and Becky.
Yeah.
It was, and they didn't do Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for the main event for the Universal title that year. Like, that's stupid. Like, yeah, like, Seth Rollins has been robbed many, many years of a WrestleMania main event. And yes, he fought Cody Rhodes last year, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I agree with Seth Rollins.
I feel you.
The main event scene. Again, it's kind of hard to do that though when it's Cody Rhodes, and especially when Cody Rhodes kicked his ass three times. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
What I'm feeling about this WrestleMania and what I'm hoping is going to happen is that every show, every match can be main event worthy, and I would be okay with that. But yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like they're going down Logan Paul and Seth, and I'm here for it. Theory looking cool, you know, defending that U.S. title, not defending it, but just sort of saying, like, I'm still here. Rick Boogs comes out ready for the match with The Miz. Miz says the match isn't going to happen, but the ref rings the bell anyways. Boogs gets the win with a power slam. Again, The Miz is just being used as a joke. And it really makes me sad because The Miz is one of the greatest talents they have.
He had a half-court shot yesterday, though, in the All-Star game.
See, The Miz is the shit, right?
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that
shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's all over Instagram. The Miz
hit,
The Miz hit a halftime or a half-court buzzer beater in the Celebrity All-Star game to force it to overtime or to win the game, but it didn't count because he got the shot off before the buzzer.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Don't sleep on The Miz. Everyone's bullshit. I love The Miz, man.
I love The Miz. I went to the live event. Well, I was talking shit to him at Raw, but after Raw, I went to the live event, and everyone hated him, man. I told him I loved him.
I love The Miz. He's a great heel, and he's awesome at what he does. I mean, people forget the matches he put on for the Intercontinental title.
Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, two-time.
Main eventer. People forget that.
Mm-hmm. He's the Miz. People
forget he's been in the business since 2000.
They need to bring back his, like, early Miz. Not like it was with John Morrison. Shit, I know, but, like, when he, like, when he sort of was just, like, the WWE champion for a little bit, I really liked that Miz because he wasn't too... He was bratty, but he's just like, he had it to back it up. Like, I just feel like he hasn't really been able to back anything up lately. And it's not his fault. It's what they're booking him with. But give him a title. Give this man something because he runs with it and he improves it. I
fuck with
Miz.
Gunther as an
I love Gunther.
But man, Miz made that title relevant back in his time. And same thing with the United States Championship. Both those titles now are doing good. Gunther, he doesn't really defend it too much.
And he's the longest reigning champion in the 21st century, right?
Yes, he doesn't defend it too much, and if he does, it's against jobbers. But with the United States Championship, that's been really the main championship right now on Monday Night Raw. That's really been the main championship.
Yep.
So
I'm hiding my hair until I get a haircut, folks. I'm very vain. Yes, I agree. Those two titles. I mean, the U.S. title has been the main title. Intercontinental title has been okay, but yeah, we'll get there when we cover SmackDown. We see Chelsea Green backstage, and she's talking to Adam Pearce, and she says she wants to be added to a triple threat match tonight. And Pearce is like, you know, not really, that's not going to happen. And Green basically says she feels threatened and that she won't leave the room until he adds her to the match, so he leaves instead. Really good seeing Chelsea Green in this role. She's playing the Karen character really well. Yeah, I guess a little fun
shenanigans. I want to see her wrestle, goddammit.
I know. She was good in the ring when I saw her on SmackDown. She was there and she did pretty well.
Was she doing a dark match?
No, she fought. Remember, it was her and Sonya Deville. They fought Raquel and Liv Morgan.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They lost.
Yep. So we had a main event. The Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, taking on Bayley and Becky Lynch. If either Bayley or Becky win, they get to compete in the Elimination Chamber match. Here are some notes. Bianca military presses Becky onto Bayley. Becky nails a springboard dropkick and a double DDT and gets a two count. Damage control come out. And Becky nails a diamond dust to Bianca Belair and a manhandle slam to Bayley. Control attack Becky Lynch and they distract Bianca. And then Bayley rolls up Bianca. That gets a two. All the Elimination Chamber women come down. They attack Damage Control and all the women fight. Bianca military presses Io Sky onto all the girls outside. Becky hits a manhandle slam to Bayley, but Bianca hits Becky with a KOD on top of Bayley, and Bianca pins Bayley. Neither Bayley or Becky is going to Elimination Chamber. Bianca Belair is showing everybody, I am the Raw Women's Champion. Doesn't matter who's up the competition. I've got this. What did you think about this? Seeing this be the main event, seeing kind of nothing come of it.
Good. Like I mentioned earlier, good. I don't want to see Bayley or Bianca added. Look, I mean, look, we've seen Bayley and Bianca at SummerSlam, or Becky and Bianca at SummerSlam. We don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it would kind of make sense for, you know, a Bayley versus Bianca, considering that Bayley did came back at SummerSlam to, I guess, like, face Bianca or whatever to confront her. But like I mentioned earlier, I want to see somebody else. You know, we have Asuka, Carmella, Raquel. We have all these girls competing, girls that don't get the title, main title scene, don't get even the main women roster scene. So I think it's time to switch it up. I think it's time for an upset. I will give my prediction who I strongly feel is going to win the match. But to me, it was a good ending that none of them got added to the match.
Gotcha. I think it was just filler. I think it was just a way to kind of put all the women on the show without having to really make any storyline progression. What do you think?
Becky and Bayley at WrestleMania, so it works out at the end.
Yep. What was your moment of the night?
My moment of the night was definitely the Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn promo.
Me too.
I never thought that we would get a promo between them two.
That was awesome. It was sick. That was my moment of the night too. Just seeing those two guys. I mean, they got me excited for the Sami and Roman match. But yeah, that's all there is to cover with Monday Night Raw. Thank you for tuning in. We're gonna be dropping our smack. Go ahead.
Oh, one more thing about that. Yeah. I wasn't really too interested in the Sami and Roman match because we know it's before Elimination Chamber, or it's before WrestleMania. It's Elimination Chamber. We usually know the champions win, but this actually gives us hope and actually makes us want to watch. Maybe Sami Zayn will get a win here. You never know. Yeah, that's all.
It's WrestleMania season, brother. You never know. I agree. I mean, listen, this did get me pumped up. It did get me excited for Elimination Chamber. We have Friday Night SmackDown to cover, and then we have our Elimination Chamber predictions. I'm going to retain my WWE pay-per-view championship and walk into WrestleMania still the longest reigning undisputed champion of all time. And Christian, I'll just have another chance to beat you at WrestleMania, and it'll be fun. But we have a lot more to cover, so stay tuned. And have a good rest of your day. Hopefully you check out our other videos and episodes. But yeah, stay safe and stay uncensored. Bye, y'all.